13. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the rainy suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to Spingola1@yahoo.com. Remember that I do not access the other email account during the program. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today, and he's returning, he was last with us on Thursday the 28th, is Dr. David Kennedy. His website is fluoridegate.org. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You are my 666th guest. I hope that's not a bad omen, that 666.
Ooh,
I just...
Yeah. Now, because we've covered a minute or two, so...
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm really happy to have you back. And there were a lot of questions that people had from our last visit together. And so maybe we can address those questions. But anyway, I hope that since the last time that we visited that people have watched your movie, which they can do at fluoridegate.org. They can also purchase that movie, and they should purchase several copies in order to give to their local officials.
I hope
Correct?
So.
I hope so,
because this argument has gone on far too long, and that the reason it keeps going on is because they do things called manufacture uncertainty. There is no question in anybody's mind that a baby on a formula bottle made with tap water is grossly overdosed, sometimes 10 to 25 times more than is known to harm their thyroid. Well, when you harm a child's thyroid, it lowers their IQ. It causes a whole host of disorders throughout life. They're low energy, they're a little, obesity, yada, 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 yada. Why are we allowing that to happen? Their teeth. Well, I care about their brain. There's a study from Harvard this last year that did a meta-analysis of 25 studies. All of them found lower IQ with fluoride exposure. And, they're saying, these are Chinese studies. Well, where are the American studies? Don't have any. Well, I'm sorry. If you don't do any studies, I don't think you're entitled to criticize other countries that are concerned about the health of their children and criticize their studies. Do your own studies. We spend billions of dollars on studying snail reproduction or something like that. We can't study the children. I mean, this is not an arguable issue. Is it if you have one study that shows a damage to the child's IQ, you need to stop doing something that grossly overdoses that child? Is that too hard to understand?
Right, and there's so many consequences for this that you've elaborated on.
Cascades down through the entire society, so you end up with a bunch of people that cannot make a living running rockets and computers and the high-tech world of tomorrow, but they can, basically run a shovel and putter around in their garden. This is America today. We used to lead the world, and now we don't. So why? Maybe we've damaged our children with policies that are easy to change, and they save us money. So,
all the
talk about how hard it is to balance the budget. We've got billions of dollars a year being spent on buying hazardous waste from China to put in our drinking water.
Oh,
China
my goodness. So we're importing it in addition to just getting rid of our own? Oh, my goodness. We do have to take a real quick break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dr. David Kennedy. Be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. His website is fluoridegate.org. And Charlotte Iserbeit talked about in her book about the dumbing down of America. Do you think that this is in conjunction with that? Do you think the implementation of fluoride in the drinking water is to accommodate or to further that particular objective?
You know, I have heard that from a lot of different people, and I have trouble believing in the evilness of society. I'm a kid from Kansas, and nobody in Kansas would ever do anything, that there is in cold blood, but a few other things. But anyway, it's just not how I was raised, and I can't believe that that's the modus operandi for the entire government. On the other hand, the fact that it's happening, it is testament to the fact that the policy is wrong. And so if it were evil to the very heart of Washington, D.C. Program, then I think we'd have a greater difficulty in changing it. And it certainly has been difficult to change. 60 years is long enough for a stupid idea to come to an end. But I still believe that the people of this country are good people and that we would not intentionally harm our children. And I think that even applies to the bureaucrat. I'm a dentist. I used to advocate for water fluoridation because that's what I was taught in dental school. Because, you know, I had went to the University of Missouri at Kansas City. This is an accredited dental school accredited by the American Dental Association. That's the problem. We have educational facilities that are accredited by trade associations. Trade associations are not impartial visitors. They are biased because they get money from industry. So basically we have an entire profession that is taught what the industry wants us to say. And the same thing is true of medical care, is that the pharmaceutical industry basically controls the medical industry. And so you go to a doctor, you get a prescription. You go to a dentist, you get mercury fillings and fluoride. So this is inappropriate. This is not based on science. And so President Obama said he was going to, you know, base policies on science. We're not. We're basing policies on dogma and bias, and that's wrong, and that's where the problem lies. And so if people want our country to prosper and want our children to benefit, what we need to do is to change the way that policies are developed. And if somebody has a conflict of interest, like Hamburg, the head of the FDA, is used to sit on the board of the largest dental amalgam distributor, and she's making decisions regarding dental amalgam in your dentist office. So I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think we can have the industry wear two hats, because they won't wear two hats. They get, you know, $50,000 a year to be this administrator, and they get $200 million a year to be the other administrator. Who do you think they're going to listen to? So the policies of this country are being developed in concert with industry so that the sheeple in this country basically provide money for the industry. And that's the problem. This is a democracy. It's of the people, by the people, for the people, not for Monsanto, for Cargill, yes, we want those companies to prosper. Sure we do. But let's not sacrifice our children for corporate profits. That's my point.
Right. Now, of course, you mentioned, I think, the last time that you were on about the 14th Amendment and how the corporations were granted certain awards and certain privileges that they could not be sued. And then, of course, we had the Rockefellers and the, I believe it was Carnegie's, who paid for the Flexner Report, or the results of the Flexner Report that came out in 1909. Which basically set some of the industry standards that we currently see in effect right now that are so damaging. And I think that I think it's criminal, and I think it's also for profit. And I think, like you, I was raised to believe that in the goodness of people. But I think that our politicians are jaded. I think that they're definitely in the pockets of the industrialist. And while we are supposed to have a country where we have some say in our government, we in effect don't. Look how long it's taken you and the people that you work with, the other good people who've been working on this issue. Seriously, I mean, if that were the case, that all you had to do was just alert people and it would change. Then that would happen. But they also, in addition to controlling the industry and seeking profits, they also control the media. So that's that true. Your information simply does not get out.
Or people dismiss it because they say, well, he's just using junk science, or he's an anti-fluoridationist, or, you know, call me other names. You know, I'm sorry. The dose that a baby receives exceeds the dose that causes harm. Now, right. Whatever that makes me, I don't care. But the numbers do not lie, and they won't deal with that issue. They denigrate me. They denigrate people that share my belief that water should be safe for us all to drink, and, you know, including my orchids. I have plants that can't stand the community water that is contaminated. I'm sorry. You know, it's just... If the water coming out of the pipe, and I'm okay with this, if the water coming out of the pipe is so nasty that you shouldn't let it touch your skin, then say that. Say, what we have is industrial water, and we have this, you know, it's good for cooling nuclear reactors or washing down the driveway, but don't let it touch you. But they don't say that. They come up with this phony water quality report where they use 1920 technology to measure the contaminants in it and says, we don't find anything. Yes. It's in there. The modern technology, you can measure parts per trillion. So why are we just talking about parts per thousand? I mean, I'm sorry, you know, there's too many zeros between trillions and thousands. So we need accurate reports. We know that 4 parts per trillion arsenic will cause 1 cancer in a million. That's California public health goal with the Environmental Protection Agency in California. They've determined that. So when you add the fluorosilicic acid that's contaminated with arsenic, you get 1 cancer for 15,000 people. Okay, so do you think that's a good thing to do? You know, it's good for business because it's bladder and lung, and most of those cancers are frequently fatal, but they all cost a lot of money to fix if you can possibly do that. So why are we doing that to ourselves? We're doing that because it's a gift of our water supply to industry. I don't think industry needs our gift. I think our children need a gift of safe water. And you're absolutely right. I my wife makes fun of me because I lecture to five people, and so that's why I've made Fluoride Gate, because I've reached over over 300,000 people in the last 2 months with a film. Well, that's more people than I've been able to fly around the United States and talk to in the last 25 years. We're going to create a tide of opinion that is going to overwhelm all the liars. And you do not want to be the last liar standing, because eventually the public will understand what's been done to them, and they will they'll ask for reparations, which means that the last liar out there is the one that's going to get the axe, if you will. And I certainly, I'll be glad to help wield it. They are acting on behalf of their own economic interests and damaging our nation. And that should be punished. And so, you know, because why should it be punished? Because they will continue to do it. Industry is really hard to sue, as you mentioned earlier, that, you know, when you go against one of the largest privately owned corporations on the planet, unless you've got a whole lot of a fortune you'd like to waste away on legal fees, it's not going to happen. And that's why this argument goes on, you know, that the Fluoride Gate cost, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to make, to fight this issue. So how can people help? A, they can buy multiple copies of it and distribute it willy-nilly. Get a link on their email and send it to all their friends. Write it on a postcard and hand it to somebody. And basically what we've got to do is we've got to create a groundswell of movement. And that's why, thank you very much for having me on the program for a second time. And I'm amazed at the calls you get from all over the United States. You have a very far-reaching program. And that's good, because this problem is nationwide. It's not worldwide. It's nationwide. This is the most fluoridated country in the world. Dentists like to make it sound like, oh, everybody's doing it. No, they're not. We're doing it here, and we're suffering here. We have one of the highest hip fracture rates. What happens when you drink fluoride for a lifetime is your bones become weak. Well, what happens to hip fracture? Oh, you got to go get a prosthetic hip, and then you got to go physical therapy, and you got the walker, and you can't, you know, get off a toilet anymore, yada, yada, yada. So why are we doing that to ourselves? We're doing that to ourselves because we've given our water supply over to industry, and that's inappropriate. And we've got to take our water supply back, and that's why it's called Citizens for Safe Drinking Water. If the water is not safe for a baby, it's not safe for anyone.
Right. You say that we have given it to the industries, but I think it's really the psychopathic politicians who have done it for their own self-interest and for their own wallet, for their own bottom line. They have sold out the country, and they have done not only have they fluoridated the water, but they've also allowed aspartame and other toxins to be added to our food supply. And there's just this is not incompetence. This is not ignorance. They know. They know exactly what they've done because of good people like you. Now, but more people, more citizens need to know. And for that, I thank you for making this very, very compelling movie. And I hope that it goes viral and that people start screaming and that that the mainstream media will pay attention to this. And there are some mainstream reports on this, which I think is very, very good. I think I've linked that to today's date. But anyway, we do have to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. His website is fluoridegate.org, and that is where you can learn about the movie. That is where you can purchase the movie. And you should direct all of your friends and people that you have in your address book to that website so that they can learn about this horrible situation. And we are all victims. We're all vulnerable to this. During the break, I was reading, Jennifer Luke, a scientist in Britain, discovered back in the 1990s. A problem that affects the pineal gland, and that is it's located between the two hemispheres of the brain, and that fluoride can attack this. Can you tell us something about that?
Yes, I can. And just so your listeners know, fluoride attacks all calcified tissues, and that's your teeth, your bones, your pineal gland, and a whole host of ligaments and joints and muscles, including your heart. So fluoride is a very aggressive poison, and it attacks everything. So the more you look, the more you find. So what Jennifer did is she looked at the pineal gland, which is the only endocrine gland that actually sits outside the blood-brain barrier. And so it gets blasted with fluoride, and that when it gets blasted with fluoride, it quits producing melatonin. That causes an early onset of puberty in both men and women, but especially in women, early onset of puberty is associated with breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So no, we haven't proven it causes breast and ovarian. What we did is we proved the link to early onset, which is associated with an earlier onset of breast and ovarian cancer. So that it's inappropriate for supply that causes your child to, A, experience a change in their bodily function. It's not the way God designed it. It's the way that the government designed it. And so it is, if you look at the cost of the damage to the health of a nation by additional fluoride, it is far-reaching beyond the IQ. We've gone into the early onset of puberty, which is associated with teen pregnancy. You know, why do the teens get pregnant? Because they've begun to menses. And so that's not the normal way. And so the first time they showed that little girls began menses early was in 1955. So how come it takes us another 55 years to actually begin to address this issue? It's causing a whole, they said, oh, well, you know, just an 8-month drop in the onset, so it's really no big deal. Well, I'm sorry, it is a big deal. You've altered that child's growth and development. It also causes crooked teeth. Is that a big deal? Well, everybody's going to the orthodontist now. They went from, you know, not even having that specialty in dentistry at the turn of that last century, and now it's one of the biggest specialties in dentistry. So, yeah, I think crooked teeth is important, but I think it's more important to look for the cause of that. And obviously we're feeding the children bad food, but we're also poisoning their growth and development. The teeth end up with fluoride in them so that they don't erupt on schedule. And if they don't erupt on schedule, then they come in crooked or the jaw arch deformity. So Jennifer is a dentist, actually, and that she went and looked, and she did an experiment not only in humans, but she looked in, I think, Mongolian gerbils, I think was the animal that she used, and showed that if she gave them systemic exposure to fluoride, they had an earlier onset of puberty. So why is that okay? And you know, we're talking about, you know, just, you know, I went to a city council meeting one time, and one of my opponents said I was the only dentist in the world that was opposed to fluoridation. I never get a chance to respond to these idiot statements, you know, but there's entire academies, like the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, took a position based on science back in 1998 that we oppose any systemic exposure to fluoride because it damages used systemically. That means, systemic means when you swallow it, it gets into your bloodstream and then goes out and harms something else. If you want to brush your teeth with it, fine, that's your choice. You know, some people smoke cigarettes, some people skydive. You know, those are things I wouldn't do because I think they're kind of risky. But if you want to, that's okay. That's your choice. It's your body. You can go ahead and do whatever you want to it. But when you have a government program that's out forcing everybody to do that, because, you know, and you say, oh, well, you have a choice of whether you drink the water. No, you don't. You're going to shower with it because it's going to go right through your skin. What if you want to eat at a restaurant? I'm not a very good cook. I don't like my own cooking, so I eat out a lot. So if you have pasta, you're eating fluoridated pasta. If you have rice, you're eating fluoridated rice. There's just no way anybody, but if you have breakfast cereal, if you have Wheaties or something like that, you have fluoridated Wheaties. We've measured baby food. Gerber's organic chicken was the highest in fluoride, and that's because the chicken was eating feed that had a little bit of fluoride in it, and it accumulated in the chicken bones, and when they do a mechanical deboning thing where the chicken is thrown through a blender and the blender nicks a bone here and there, that bone is 800 to 1,000 parts per million fluoride, so it mixes in and makes the resulting chicken for the baby, 8 parts per million. Well, what mother's going to know that? We don't have labels in this country that tell you what kind of contaminants you got in it. You know, if the citizens of this country want health as their legacy, what they will do is they'll step up and insist that everything be labeled. That
exactly.
Way we know where this fluoride is and we know how to avoid it.
Right. All righty. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. Military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. His website is fluoridegate.org. And you were talking earlier, we mentioned melatonin, and that is a powerful antioxidant, and it's something that we definitely need. Our body produces that. But if that pineal gland is not functioning, then we're not going to be able to produce that, right?
That's correct. It's an important endocrine hormone, and it's associated with the. We're just now learning some of the things it's associated with, but it's a very important hormone. It doesn't make any sense to have the government interfering with the way that God created your body. I mean, I'm sorry, that's not their role. Is it? It's of the people, by the people, for the people, not to the people. It's not to the people. That's not part of the deal.
Right. And, of course, then you have Obamacare coming in, and they want to control even more of what they do to us.
This is just medical care for industry. It may sound good, but it's wrong.
And
right now we're in the paradigm where everybody thinks, the fourth leading cause of death in America is prescription drugs taken as prescribed. We need a war on drugs. We need a war on drugs to stop pharmaceutical industries from killing Americans, but that's another fight. Right now we've got drugs in the water supply that are dumbing down the kids, making it more likely that the citizens that drink that water will suffer a whole host of abnormal functions and disease. So that needs to stop, because we're buying the stuff from China, Mexico, Japan, and Florida, and Spain, and we just need to stop doing that. I mean, just think of the money we can save. Bill Hersey pointed out that there are 500,000 tons annually dumped in the water supplies of America. 500,000 tons. If you had a 500,000 tons of, if you had 1 ton of the stuff, it would put you in the poorhouse trying to pay somebody to dispose of it. So why are we allowing them to dump a 500,000 tons? And we are allowing, because where the money is coming from is A, out of your water bill, B, out of your tax dollars, and we've got a whole host of several thousand people in Washington, D.C., for the U.S. Public Health Service and the Center for Disease Control, who see as their job to come out and convince communities to put silicon fluoride in the water supply. I think I could balance the budget. We can fire all those people and the minions below them. They can go get a job in dentistry and fix teeth or something, and we don't have to have the liars coming to our community all the time. And I can prove they're liars. If you want to watch one of my YouTube videos, it's Poison Babies, where we talk about the dose that harms babies. I gave that same talk to the city council. Scott Peters, the chairman, asked the million-dollar lobbyist, Howard Pollack, or actually asked 8 doctors, and they pushed the lobbyist up, and he said, the water is not really safe for a baby, so, you know, you should buy bottled water for the baby. Well, what if you bought bottled water that was Arrowhead? It's got fluoride in it. What if you bought bottled water that was Calistoga? It's got fluoride in it. We don't have labels on our water that tell you how much fluoride there is in stuff. So buy bottled water is not a reasonable answer.
Right.
You've got to put labels on the water so we know where the junk is so we can avoid it.
Have you found any that are not fluoridated?
Yeah, lots of them. Palomar spring water here in San Diego is probably the best. There's a well up in Carlsbad that's zero fluoride. My favorite beer is Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, which is zero. And I found a beer back east at Yingling or something like that is also zero. So there are good brewers that take the fluoride out, or the guy in Chico that brews Sierra Nevada drilled a well. He insisted that the brewmeister insisted that the brewery drill him a well so he didn't have to use the city water. So there are good manufacturers, but how do I know that? I measured the stuff. I bought the equipment and measured the stuff. But not everybody's going to do that. And why don't we have a label on stuff so we can tell what's in it?
Look,
if you go to Mexico and buy a bottle of water and you read the label, it says, this contains so much calcium, so much magnesium, so much chlorine, so much nitrate, so much this and that and this and that, and fluoride, if there's any fluoride in it. You buy bottled water here, it tells you about the fat and the sugar. The fat would float on top, and that would make the water look really icky. So I can guarantee you there's no protein and fat and sugar in any water bottle ever. So every label ever made, they could just make one label and stick it on all the bottles. And why is that? Because they don't want to tell the consumer. And I'm a consumer advocate. I believe Americans can make reasonable choices if they're given reasonable information. And so, we've got crazy labels in this country because of lobbying by water bottled people that don't want to tell you how much BPA there is in their bottle. They don't want to tell you how much fluoride there is in their product because they just take tap water and put it in a bottle and says, thank you very much. Now
sure.
We can raise the price.
I have called companies to find out if they have fluoride in the water.
And they got to tell you. The law says that they got to measure it, and if somebody calls up and asks, you got to tell them. And so, I'm sorry, that's still got it the wrong way. I mean, it makes you responsible for figuring out what you're drinking instead of the people trying to sell it.
Right.
If I'm going to sell you something, I need to tell you what I'm selling you. And that somehow or another we've got the responsibility for figuring out what you're buying on the consumer instead of on the seller. And it needs to belong on the seller.
Right. Put the responsibility where it should be. You mentioned hip replacements and other kinds of things due to fluoride, which brings up another issue, is that when a person goes to a dentist who has a hip replacement or some other part, fake part, they are supposed to take an antibiotic, which also, antibiotics are also very dangerous, but it just keeps going on. I mean, if you have this happen to you, then you have to have something, then you have to have a prescription to fix what has happened to you. What are your thoughts on that, antibiotics before a dentist?
Sounds like a downhill spiral, but I got even worse news for you. Many antibiotics contain fluoride, and almost all your chemotherapy drugs have fluoride in them. So So, you know, it's a wonderful poison. And, you know, if you're welding, that the flux is fluoride. But the Cipro, a friend of mine is a dentist, and he got an infection, and the doctor gave him Cipro for, I think, 3 weeks or something like that. And now he's got all these joint and ligaments popping and breaking and coming loose. And you know, go read the package insert. It tells you that the postal workers that took Cipro for months on end because of the anthrax scare, you know, a decade ago, you know, they all end up with skeletal problems. So, you know, the argument is the dose makes the poison. Okay, well, let's look at the dose. Well, the dose that people get from taking these fluorinated antibiotics, the fluoridated tap water, the fluoridated toothpaste, even fluoridated fillings, exceeds the dose that's known to cause harm. So stop doing that. But, you know, you just say this and we say that. Well, no, I have numbers. You have claims. And so that's the difference. Is that a scientist will talk about a dose in milligrams per kilogram, weight for weight. You go ask a dentist what dose do you recommend, they'll tell you parts per million. That's not a dose. That's a concentration. It has nothing to do with dose unless you know how many liters of that substance they're consuming and how much the person weighs. So, you know, you need weight for weight, and that's why, you know, if dentists can't even calculate dose, then how can we allow them to advocate that we swallow an uncontrolled dose of a substance that is a well-known hazardous waste material? It's hydrofluosilicic acid. The name tells you what it is. Hydro, water, fluo, fluoride, silicic, sand, and it's acidic. It burns holes in glass. It'll eat through concrete. It's terrible stuff. So why are we allowing that substance, which sucks lead into the bodies of children, especially if they're black or Hispanic, why are we allowing that substance to be added to our water supply? We're doing it as a gift of our water supply to industry. And I don't think industry, which is making hundreds of billions of dollars, needs our gift. They can figure out a way to get rid of it or stop selling phosphate fertilizer. If you stop selling phosphate fertilizer, then you would have tomatoes that were smaller and taste better. All phosphate does is make the plant thirsty. So if you throw phosphate on a vegetable or something like that, it makes a big fat vegetable, so you're selling water for the cost of food. If you have it organic with no phosphates, then you have a smaller product that is tastier, and it doesn't have doesn't make the plant thirsty. So it's the way that God intended the plant to grow, as opposed to Monsanto intended the plant to grow.
Right. Somebody in the chat room wants me to ask you about bone char filters. I've never heard of that. I don't know.
It's a very effective filter, actually. Where I debuted my first documentary was China.
Oh, right. Battle. Okay, the water filter. Okay.
Bone char, fluoride is attracted to any calcium-rich tissue. Your bones have calcium hydroxyapatite. Same thing your enamel is made out of on your teeth. You tap your front teeth, that's calcium hydroxyapatite. Well, what they do is they take the bones of animals, and as long as we've got McDonald's, we'll have plenty of bones, and then they cook them down, get rid of the protein, and they end up with a bone jar of calcium hydroxyapatite. The trouble with all filters is they do what's called channel. And if you flew over Arizona recently, you know there's a big ditch in the middle of it. It's called the Grand Canyon. Why did the water decide to go down that one little spot and leave all the rest of it desert? Because water channels. Is it when you run water across any substance, whether it's Arizona or bone char, it will find a way through that. And then that's the way it goes forever after. So you have to have a scheme where you mix up the aggregate so that the water comes in contact with the bone char. Bone char removes the fluoride very well. It's an excellent material for removing fluoride until it gets saturated. So you run it through there and you measure, and that's the way that has to work. But you know, all filters channel, so you have to have a program. What they have in India, where they have a problem with people being poisoned by fluoride from the water, is they have a 5-gallon bucket with a hole in the bottom, and they put the fluoride in high fluoride water in the bucket along with bone char, and they take a wooden spoon and they stir it up, and then what comes out the bottom bucket is fluoride-free water. So, you know, you can remove fluoride with a bucket and a spoon. So you've got to have the right substance that you're putting in the bucket, and then you've got to change it periodically when that substance becomes saturated with fluoride, because then once it becomes saturated, the fluoride goes right through. So filters all have two problems: one, channeling, and two, saturation. So, but personally, I think that it's wrong for us to have to spend thousands of dollars for our own home to take out a substance after we paid thousands of dollars to China, Mexico, Japan, Florida, and Spain to haul the stuff in and put it in. Isn't that kind of a waste of money?
That is. That really is. And I've looked into whole house filters. I have a filter in my showers, and I also have a filter at my kitchen sink with a special faucet. But I still have questions. I still wonder.
Well, whole house filters generally don't work. I one of the things we do when we have a meeting of San Diegans for Safe Drinking Water is that me and two or three other people, Professor Sauerheber and Dr. David Banks and Grant Layton, all have fluoride testing equipment. So when we have a meeting to encourage people to attend and we're going to talk about something, say, bring your treated water and we'll measure and see what level you got. And the lady just burst into tears the other day when we were measuring her system. She spent thousands of dollars having a whole house system that she was assured to the 11th degree that it was going to remove all the fluoride from water. And she was sitting there slightly less than tap water, but, you know, very slightly less than tap water. So she was very upset. But understandably, it's a very difficult substance to get rid of. Obviously her filter system had channeled and was not reconstituted properly, or, you know, it's just difficult to get out, you know. If you don't have the testing equipment, the salesman can make you promises that, you know, like, oh, this is going to work forever. It doesn't. You have to have a counter on how many gallons go through it, and they need to know how many grams of substrate they got in the filter, and so you know how many gallons will be treated properly before it fails. And that's the information that's lacking. It's like our water labels. Is it how do you know what's in the water? You don't. Unless you spend the $400 I did to buy a Lamott fluoride tester. And
I looked those up.
Well, the first one I bought cost me $2,000, so I'm happy with the $400 one. Because the $2,000 one took up an entire table of looked like I had my new chemistry set, you know. And so,
right,
you know, 20 years later, I got the $400 one, and I can, it's about the size of a giant cigar, and I can stick it in the inside breast pocket of my suit coat, and if I go to a restaurant someplace, I will whip it out and see, oh, we've got this fluoride-free coffee or whatever. It's fine. Let me see. I don't think I'll have that.
Huh. Well, I looked them up, and I thought, well, I have to have me one of those gadgets. I like gadgets. But I wasn't sure which one you had.
It's a Lamott fluoride tracer, TRACER tracker. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Tracer tracker. But it's a pocket tester, they just took that whole table of equipment that I used to have and turned it into a thing that's about as big around as a giant cigar. So it's a wonderful little tool. It's made it possible for me to, you know, we have these meetings where we measure, you know, it takes 35 seconds to measure once you got it, you know, turned on. And so you can go through, you know, 20 things in less than 20 minutes. And so it makes it really easy for us to see the level of filtration that we're getting. And that's why I'm saying, and I'm not being down on manufacturers of filters. I like them. I support them. They're doing what everyone should do is try to get the junk out of the water. Unfortunately, you know, nothing's perfect. And if you don't know that your filter has failed, then, you know, you're there drinking the tap water and the fluoride will accumulate in your critical organs, which is,
exactly,
you know, your heart, your bones, and your pineal gland. So,
what if we can't avoid fluoride? And there's, I mean, if you eat and drink in this country, you're going to have fluoride. Is there a way to get it out of the body? Is there a detoxification that one can go through just to assist or to help?
You know, I got that question a number of years ago. Jack Cook. Jack is a filmmaker, and I'm in the process of just finishing up a little documentary with Jack. But he got too much fluoride, and he asked Dr. Thiessen, and I just presented at the Metropolitan Water District, and Jack was making a film, and he came up and asked us, what do you do about that? And Kathy and I said, almost in unison, calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, selenium, and iodine, and with a big exclamation mark on the iodine. So Jack, to his credit, went, and I also pointed out that men can make their bones turn over. The fluoride's stored in your bone. So really, you can eat all you want to, and it doesn't get it. It's stuck on what it likes. It's stuck on bone. So in order to get it loose, you have to lift weights or do, you know, physical exercise that causes that bone to turn over. And so Jack is a fitness buff, and he said, oh, okay, good. So he went back to his gym and started taking gobs of iodine, calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, selenium. And he said he's now lifting weights better than he did 30 years ago, and he looks buff, you know, now, because he's been able to get gobs of fluoride out of his bones, and that has helped him tremendously. So you can reverse some of the effects. If you're a young person, if you're a postmenopausal woman, it's difficult, very difficult. But men have bone turnover throughout their life, so it's easier for a man than a woman. And women also are the ones that suffer the most because they have smaller bones. It's really dose dependent, because if you've got, you know, 10 pounds of bones on this guy and you got 5 pounds of bones on this girl, that, you know, the fluoride is going to saturate 5 twice as fast as the 10, you know? It's just math. So it's really, and what if you're really, what if you work outside? What if you're a parking lot attendant in a hot booth in Chicago? You know, you're going to drink lots of water. And so if you're drinking Chicago water, Chicago's been fluoridated for 30, 40, 50 years since the 60s. So you're going to be getting a dose, put it back in your bones. You can't do that. That's not going to work. You've got to avoid all future exposure.
Right. All righty. We do have a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. His website is fluoridegate.org. He is the producer of Fluoride Gate, An American Tragedy. That is the name of the video that you want to purchase. That is the name of the video that you want to give to all of your local officials, the people that keep saying, oh, water, fluoride is great. It really helps our teeth. Give them this video and then check back with them and see what they think now. Or after they watch it. Somebody in the chat room said water should be renamed HTO-FL.
Yeah.
He's got a point.
Or HFSL, hydrofluorosilicic acid. The product they put in the water, actually the symbol for fluoride is F. So it's...
Okay.
I've even said dentist that didn't know that, but the product they're putting in the water is a man-made product. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid, and it's got a patent in the U.S. Patent Office for extracting lead from brass. So it's not fluoride, because fluoride doesn't do that. Hydrofluorosilicic acid does that. And so what it does is it goes through the water lines, and it basically sucks all the lead out of the solder joints if you've got an old house, or if you happen to have it in your mouth and you happen to have some lead in your mouth from, you know, dust from your paint, or, you know, just some contaminant from the soil. You know, maybe you're out gardening or something. And because we had lead all over the place now that we had leaded gasoline, you end up with that lead getting absorbed into your bloodstream. And it would not ordinarily be absorbed unless it was in the contact with hydrofluorosilicic acid. And that's been shown both in humans, in 450,000 children, in fluoridated communities, had much higher blood levels, more than double the children in non-fluoridated communities. And if they were black or Hispanic, the Hispanic had a fourfold increase if there were any other risk factors for exposure to lead, and a sixfold increase in the African Americans. We know why that's occurring, but the trouble is that it's damaging selectively. It's called disproportionate harm. It damages selectively people who have the ability to absorb calcium from their food. Without enough vitamin D. Is that dark-skinned people don't make as much vitamin D, so they have adapted so that their intestines absorb calcium very well. It's an adoption. It's good. But when you put silicon fluoride in the water, it's bad.
Right. All righty, we do have our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back in after a station ID, and we will take questions after the first break in the next hour. Be right back.